Hello, God. Hello. Is this better? Yeah, it looks like it's better. Hello, Gone Wild Audio Backstage. I got bored, so I decided to grab, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 questionnaires. And I'll do them in the order I have the tabs up. But I will link them all in the post. They are Cardinal Sin's Horror Media Questionnaire from a year ago. Love Dart is Curious. That one with 11 questions. That one, I believe, is, from 2 months ago. Weird Imagination Questionnaire. Dr. Feelgood and Orgasm is who wrote that one. Also from 2 months ago. And then, Reader 7's Sci-Fi Fantasy Questions from a year ago. And Rascal King Last Hurrah. The Do It Again from 4 months ago. If you hear typing, that's because I'm typing. Because conversations happen, and I am on my computer. And, So, in the order that I said them... Cardinal Sin's Horror Media Questionnaire. Alright. It's about horror. Actually, I mean, some people might find horror objectionable here. So, I will do the Weird Imagination one first. That is Dr. Feelgood and Orgasms. Questions. If all the sex toys you owned and used throughout your life were to come alive Toy Story style, how would they behave and what would they talk about? I might have to get my basket of immaturity for this. I cut out the front, the cover page of the Encyclopedia to Immaturity by Klutz, and I taped it over a metal basket that I now use to hold my sex toys. And it hangs off of my bed in plain view of everyone, and it's great. It's great. Well, firstly, the Hitachi that my ex got me would fucking yell at me for, losing it. Because I have no idea where it is. I'm fairly sure that Umbridge would yell at me for, not keeping a fresh battery in it all the time. It's an ugly pink thing that doesn't really do anything. That's why it's called Umbridge. I would think they would all be super, super jealous of my butterfly vibe that I recently got because it is the only one that I've ever inserted. And it doesn't have a Harry Potter-themed name. I'm thinking Thestral, because it's amazing, and when I use it, I feel like I might die, because it's that good. So, I think they would all sort of just be jealous of Thestral. Or, both a butterfly and a Thestral have wings. Does a Thestral have wings? I don't know. Harry Potter nerds, let me know. Does a Thestral have wings? Can a Thestral have wings? My phone vibrated, I think. So, oh, okay, it was Kick. It was Kick. So yeah, I think they would all be jealous, or envious, or praise Thestral. I mean, Umbridge is the one that I use for the sex scenes. Like, the oral sex. When I record it, I did sort of actually suck that dildo. So, maybe, I guess. But yeah, I would hope they would talk about, like, normal things, or, like, how fucked up I am mentally, because I am definitely mentally fucked up. Next question. Wow, that took 6 minutes to do. You have the ability to create a new sexual partner for yourself, and you have complete control over their biological makeup from scratch. You are not bound by any real-life limitations, so you can add or remove anything to the creation, be it completely fantastical and out of this world, or grounded in reality. What do you create? I don't want to offend anyone here, and I definitely don't want to offend my, fiancé, if he ever listens to this. But, I am going to answer this truthfully and honestly. Quite honestly, when I was a kid, and sometimes still, I have very, very vivid hallucinations. Like, Krueger, Nightmare on Elm Street, he came out of my closet and tucked me in and then went back in my closet and closed the door. Felt it, heard it, smelled it. And I wasn't really freaked out by it at all. But that is the day I started sleeping with my closet door closed entirely as opposed to open. But yeah. I think, like, a normal-sized, like, 6-inch dick would probably be good. Definitely taller than me. Like, 5'11", 6'2"-ish. Somewhere around there. Curly-ish hair. Curlyish, brownish, blonde hair that goes down to about above the eyebrows. Kind of like Dustin's. Oh my god, I can't believe I'm saying this, but, like, if you watch Stranger Things, and I'm sure there's a better model for this somewhere in the world, but kind of like Dustin's hair. Like, I just want Dustin's hair. but not quite as long on the sides. But, like, still looking good, I guess. And a bit tighter of curls, and the texture of horsehair. Shit, I just described my fiancé's hair. Definitely have fangs and claws, because, I mean, yeah. I love, sensations, I guess. I don't really like getting spanked all that often unless it's actually my ass. I can't decide whether I want silver hair or yellow eyes because, like, I can't do them both. I can't do them both. The fact that Geralt has both of them is such a fucking turnoff. But yeah, definitely some scars. Definitely some scars, and I'm gonna have to say the yellow eyes. Because yellow eyes and dye have been a thing for longer than lighter colored hair have. Yeah, plus I already said brownish blonde hair. So yellow eyes with slitted pupils, like, snakes or cats, kind of. And, definitely a tail. Wow, that definitely, the need in my voice scared me. But definitely a tail. Oh, hey, my recording volume 69. I'm sorry, I'm way too easily amused right now. And honestly, I gotta say, they'd have scales. They'd have scales. I'm not attracted to scales or anything, but it, like, they'd have scaly patches, kind of. I don't know. Am I just describing an Argonian with hair? Please no. Please no. Because the tail would not be a lizard tail. It would be more like a, it'd be more cat-like, but also monkeyish and, able to go places, and it would be like, it'd be long. It'd be really long. It'd be like snow leopard proportions long. So snow leopard proportions long tail, but human size for his proportions. Not too fit, not too flabby either. For body type, think not necessarily David Harbour, so not necessarily Hopper, but Silas Weir Mitchell. He is Monroe in Grimm, and I have had a thing for him since Grimm began as a show. Yeah. And a forked tongue, just because, why not? He said he could be fantastical with this. Oh yeah, and, definitely some sort of, like, Ziegvolk pheromone thing going on. Definitely some sort of Ziegvolk pheromone thing going on. If you don't know what a Ziegvolk is, look up Grimm Ziegvolk. It's essentially the same as Axie from Witchers, but, it's pheromone-based instead of magic-based, which, it's interesting, and I like it. Anyway, question 3. You have the ability to create the ultimate sex room. What is it? How is it designed? Can I not? 'cause I don't really have an ultimate ideal. There'd definitely be some cages, definitely some beds, definitely, like, a shower and a connected bathroom. Definitely a connected bathroom. And a kitchen, just because, you know, all the essentials in one place is kind of a good thing to have. Yeah. That's kind of all the customization I can think of for it. comfy bed, though. And tiled floors because they're easier to clean messes off of with drains. So yeah, that is the Weird Imagination Questionnaire by Dr. Feelgood and Orgasm. The Do It Again Questionnaire, the Rascal Last King Hurrah, is gonna be next. What is something you could eat every meal? Actually, I discovered these noodles a while ago, but I like them a lot, and they don't seem to upset my stomach because I've got Crohn's. They are well-packs, like, chow mein stir-fry noodles, and they're really good, and I can't explain why, but I love them. Absolutely love them with a dash of cinnamon. Like, just the tiniest hint. Cinnamon, butter, tiny... No cheese with the cinnamon. I tried that, it was bad. But yeah, those noodles and, milk. I mean, they're really good. I'd eat them. What book have I read multiple times? Oh god. This is gonna cross over into the sci-fi and fantasy, questionnaire a bit here. I love the Kingdom Keepers series by Ridley Pearson. It is so beautiful, and it's... Oh, God, I love it. In fact, I found my copy of the first book, actually, once, Is their website literally thekingdomkeepers.com? Like, I will promote this series all day and all night. Just because it's so fun. I love Kingdom Keepers. I love Percy Jackson. Say what you will about those movies. Trust me, they deserve criticism that you have to throw at them. But yeah. Kingdom Keepers, Percy Jackson. My bedroom is Hunger Games themed from when I was, like, 13. And speaking of Hunger Games, the book that I have read the most is The Hunger Games Catching Fire. I have read it 75 times. Yeah, it's not good. But back to Kingdom Keepers. And my unhealthy obsession with, like, Kingdom Keepers. On their official website, this is the sort of, like, excerpt it has. In this fantastical thriller, five young teens tapped as models for theme park guides find themselves pitted against Disney villains and witches that threaten both the future of Walt Disney World and the stability of the world outside its walls. Using a cutting-edge Using a cutting-edge technology called DHI, which stands for both Disney Host Interactive and Daylight Hologram Imaging, Finn Whitman, an Orlando teen, and four other kids are transformed into hologram projections that guide guests through the park. The new technology turns out, however, to have unexpected effects that are both thrilling and scary. Soon, Finn finds himself transported in his DHI form into the Magic Kingdom at night. Is it real? Is he dreaming? Finn's confusion only increases when he encounters Wayne, an elderly Imagineer who tells him that the park is in grave danger. Led by the scheming witch Maleficent, a mysterious group of characters called the Overtakers is plotting to destroy Disney's beloved realm and maybe more. This gripping high-tech tale will thrill every kid who has ever dreamed of sneaking into Walt Disney World after hours and wondered what happens at night when the park is closed. I hope I did a good job narrating that, because literally, basically my favorite book series ever. This Kingdom Keepers by Ridley Pearson, I highly recommend it. I definitely highly recommend it. I've never met the dude, but I have, like, all of the series just sort of sitting on myself or shelf signed. It's gorgeous. It's beautiful. There's beautiful cover art. The first book is in Magic Kingdom, second's in Animal Kingdom, primarily. The third is in Epcot, primarily, I want to say. And the fourth is, like, Hollywood Studios related, MGM, for those of you who know it as that. And then the rest are kind of, like, Disney Cruise Line and Disneyland-ish. So, it's an amazing, amazing series. I have droned on about it for 10 whole minutes or so, guys. It is amazing. But yeah, it's amazing. So, Kingdom Keepers, Hunger Games, Warrior Cats, and Del Toro Quest and Percy Jackson were pretty much my childhood in terms of books. I know there was one other series that I loved, but I can't remember it. Actually, I can, but that is saved for Love Darts questionnaire, which will be next, actually. Why is a Fluffernutter sandwich so much? Oh, three. What's the one drink you will never drink again? Bacardi. When I was 16, at my house, I filled a shot, like one of the wisdom teeth cleaning shots that they give you, with the curvy, like, ends. I filled it with Bacardi and just fucking downed the thing. Worst goddamn mistake of my life. Four, why is a Fluffernutter sandwich so much better than a PB&J? I don't know, actually, because I've never had either of those, and I don't intend to, because the idea doesn't really, like, I'm not that much of a sandwich person. What song is stuck in my head right now? Crap, I was just ranting about Kingdom Keepers, so it's a small world. I won't tell you how that plays a role, because I don't want to offend anyone by spoiling it, but it is genius, and I love it. Other songs, though. I would think it'd be the last one I'd listen to, so, hello, my YouTube. Hello, watch history. Give it a moment to load. I know there was one that was stuck in my head for a while. That I absolutely... Okay, So the song that has been stuck in my head for essentially ever since I discovered it is I've No More Fucks to Give by Thomas Benjamin Wilde Esquire. It's funny, it's amazing, it's fun. There's a great part where it's like, I want to get it right, so, it's like, actually this one's fairly early in the song and I like it. Been hunting for my fucks all day, but they've upped and fucked off home. That is my favorite line in that song. And it's so funny, I love it. Anyway, six, going back to the soundtrack of my life, what's track three? Three. I don't know. Let's see. When I was 15, I really started getting into show tunes, so I'm gonna say I was also really depressed and stuff, so I am going to have to say Good Kid from the Lightning Thief musical. Because yes, they made one of those, and I have memorized the entire goddamn thing. Seven, what is something I've never told anyone on here? Well, obviously, I've never told it to anyone on here, so I'm not gonna tell you, but I'll tell you what it is. My favorite video game. I do not think I've actually ever told anyone on the internet what my favorite video game is. All I will say about it is that it's old, it's dated, but I still love it. It's, like, really old and really fucking dated. Who is the peacock? You mean the asshole peacock that stands outside the kids' space at the zoo and, like, fucking separates parents from their kids? Like, it does not let parents go in the kid door, and it will not let kids go in the big doors. Because they've got this little set of doors for kids. And it doesn't know what to do with me because, like, I have adult things and whatnot, so it just kind of follows me around until I leave the area. It doesn't let me in. It sounds like a dumb parody of Penguin from, like, Batman. What piece of art would I want in my home? I have one. It's a gigantic D20 that is a dice holder My dad helped me 3D. My dad 3D printed it for me, and my mom stuck stickers on and painted it, and it's really cool. But yeah, it's a dice holder that's a D20. It's like a D20 as big as my torso. It's amazing. It's heavy. It is very, very fucking sharp. 10, have you ever felt trapped like a moth in a... Have I ever felt like I was drowning, you mean? Have I ever felt trapped like a moth in a bath? Drowning and unable to do anything about it. Yeah, that actually kind of almost happened a few summers ago. So there's that. But yeah. Love Darts next? Yeah, Love Darts next. Do I ever judge people based on their choice of Ninja Turtle? No, lovely Dart, I do not. Love Dart, I do not judge people based on their choice of Ninja Turtle. What makes me feel good when the weather sucks? Honestly, just staying inside and avoiding it. How did I rebel in my misspent youth? My grandmother got me a Kindle when I was about 10 or something, I think. It wasn't like a Kindle. It was like an e-reader that was pink and stuff, and I was at the ballet with her, and I very vividly remember during intermission pulling it out and reading it, because it's one of the ones that doesn't make its own light, and I happened upon Vampire Academy, and I was reading the sex scene. Or tea scene, however you want to look at it, in the first book. And yeah, she kind of glared at me, and I just kind of glared back, and I heard people around us sort of snicker, but I don't really know what happened. How did I I kept reading them. I'm 20, almost 21. Am I still in my misspent youth phase? I wanna know. I got into art when all my family is into sciencey stuff, like video games. I just called video games sciencey. Wow. I got into performance art and stuff while all of my family is, like, scientists and computer programmers and doctors and that sort of thing. What is my least favorite music to listen to? Quite honestly, like, Metallica. How do I define love? You can't define love. It's a feeling, and you know it when it hits you. It actually does have this sort of, like, whole new world quality to it, going back to show tunes. Do not have any vents going in or out of this room aside from the doorway, which seriously needs to be fixed. It was built onto a pre-existing room as an addition a few, like, 2-ish years ago, I want to say. But yeah, you can't define love. Should you worry about adults who wear Punisher t-shirts? I don't know. I do not know. What tag do I avoid and what tag do I always click on? They're actually the same one. Because I try to avoid it and then I wind up not avoiding it. They're the same ones, I should say, because there's quite a few. Anything with, like, name calling, I wind up clicking on, even though I don't necessarily want to. And I like kidnapping, too, and yandere. That's one of those weird tags. But mainly DDLG. I avoid it, but I am definitely a little at heart. That sort of caring, nurturing Dom is just kind of my go-to. What's the difference between jealousy and envy? I would say that jealousy is more materialistic, whereas envy is definitely personal. Like, envy is when you kind of want to be a person. And then jealousy is when you kind of want to have what they have, but you don't want to do what they did or be them. Or, I don't know. Because if you search them up, yeah. They use each other in their definitions. Jealousy, or jealous, is the feeling or showing envy of someone or their achievements and advantages. And, I mean, they're not synonyms. Like, they're not, but I can't really differentiate between them. And envy probably is focused more on, like, people you actually know and admire. And I would say jealousy is focused on, like, people you're obsessed with or something. Ten, define feeling old. For me, what I mean when I say that is kind of just like a wave of crippling depression and forlorn nostalgia and very, very intense happy energy hit me all at the same time. It's not a good feeling. Feeling old is not good. 11, trick question. Favorite Ninja Turtle? I don't have a favorite. Thank you, Love Dart. Now, on to Reader 7's sci-fi and fantasy questionnaire. So, this one has 12 questions. I know this is getting a bit long, but bear with me. Sci-fi or fantasy? I would definitely say, I like sci-fi better, but I also like fantasy. Did I have a favorite sci-fi fantasy book when I was growing up? Does Kingdom Keepers count? Can we count Kingdom Keepers as sci-fi? Because I kind of have to say sci-fi. Although I did love the, Saga of the Lioness. Like, Alana? By Tamara Price. But I also loved Warriors, and I liked a lot of books growing up. Although, if we're talking about strictly favorites, Kingdom Keepers takes the cake. I would consider it a sci-fi book and a fantasy book because it does involve magic. But it also involves, like, actual science-y stuff. Do I read teen sci-fi fantasy now? Why or why not? Yes, and my answer to that is Vampire Diaries. Not Vampire Diaries. Vampire Academy. What is my favorite sci-fi or fantasy series or franchise? Sci-fi, Kingdom Keepers, fantasy, probably Deltora Quest. Because that's squarely in the area of fantasy, and I like how real the characters seem. And it's a cool series. My fiancé introduced me to the anime version, and oh my happy squeals. So I think that Deltora actually takes the cake. Like, Deltora and Kingdom Keepers and Percy Jackson all just sort of freaking tie. Favorite sci-fi fantasy author or actors? Ridley Pearson and, crud. What's her name? Emily Rhoda. They're fun. They're fun, they're inventive. Author or authors. Okay, zombies or unicorns? Unicorns, quite honestly. And this is definitely a tangent, but unicorns are so cool. Like, if you look into their actual lore, they grant wishes to virgins if the virgin is nude under a tree or something. And if they're not a virgin, they fucking gut you with their horn. I want a Monster Boy audio sometime that's just a unicorn making, like, a deal with the... making, like, a Faustian bargain or something with, like, a virgin or a person who claims they're a virgin. I want that. And I want the unicorn to have scars and yellow eyes and just a horn smack dab in the middle of his forehead. Oh, my phone buzzed for Reddit again. So, are there any movies, sci-fi or fantasy or not, that I liked more than the original book? I can't say that there are. Because, I loved Maze Runner. I know not a lot of people did, but I do. The movie, because it's beautiful, quite honestly. It's beautiful visually, which is probably why I like it. The soundtrack's good too. And, I mean, they've got good actors. It's a pretty solid movie all over, except, like, source material content and stuff. But yeah. Any character from these books, movies, etc., who would it be? Oh god. Okay. God, what's his name? Sorry for vibrating, it's my phone going off. Okay. Honestly, I would say, this is weird. And if you know who this is, feel free to say and stuff, but Adrian Ivashkov. I'm not gonna say where he's from. Wait, no. Victor. Definitely Victor. But yeah. Could Star Wars or Star Trek? I mean, my parents love both. I have more of an appreciation for Star War or Star Trek than Star Wars. And, my middle name is Dax, so there's a tidbit of info for y'all, but I don't prefer one over the other, really. They're both fun in their own unique ways. Have I ever written any sci-fi or fantasy stories? Yes, to both, actually. One, pretty much everything was vampiric and needed the other stuff's blood to survive. The sci-fi one was a research mission that would have been gone wrong. I wrote it for school. Favorite erotic sci-fi fantasy book, Vampire Academy. Separate an artist from their personal beliefs? Yeah, occasionally. Bonus question, why did it have to be spiders? Major sci-fi fantasy series of any format that doesn't include at least one giant spider. Hunger Games. Much as we all kind of love to hate it, it's major. I would consider having a movie major. And it does not include, it doesn't include spiders. Giant spiders, at least. It includes baboons and birds and all other sorts of nastiness, including like flesh-eating fog that I love. But it does not include giant spiders. So there you go, reader. Thank you for these questions. And now, the one that I actually wanted to do in the first place, Cardinal Sin's Horror Media Questionnaire. Favorite scary movie or favorite series? Oh, God, that's a tough one. That's a tough one because I really like how well Saw interconnects. I especially like Jigsaw, the new one. But yeah, it's ooh. I also really like the concept behind Get Out, so I'm gonna have to peg that. As, like, the favorite at the moment because it's got a good concept. The third act is just very bloody, which actually works really well with the story, but I would have preferred it if it hadn't been as bloody. But that might just be me. I don't know. Let me know in the comments, like, if you've seen it, what do you think of it? It's a beautifully done movie, but third act, total gore fest. Any particular horror scenarios that scare me the most? The Intruder. The Intruder. Oh my God, I went into that movie and I left the theater 4 hours later because I was crying for the time after the movie ended. It's a Dennis Quaid horror film. It's amazing. It's got good actors, good script, good set. So there you go. That's that. Look it up if you don't know what it is. I don't want to relive those memories. What kind of horror or supernatural monster do you find the most scary? Like vampires, werewolves, aliens? Honestly, there is so much that can be done within the realm of shape changers that I really don't like those. I mean, Grimm. Grimm is my favorite TV show ever. And technically Grimm is a series, and it, is technically horror, so Grimm is my favorite scary movie series thing now. Something in horror movies that has never scared me, like something that always gets brought up but is never creepy, for me. Actually, it was really creepy in real life, because I had it happen. Empty hospitals. It's just like, oh. And it was worse for me because I was in the ER with a fever of like 102.7 when it happened. And there was hustling and a code gray. What's a code gray in a hospital? Does anyone know? And I wasn't sure what was wrong with me. This is before the official diagnosis of my Crohn's came back. And that was actually this year, and oh my god, I was like, okay, I'm hooked up to an IV, which is hooked up to the bed, which means I can't really fight if things go awry, because my aunt and I were both in the room, and I was just like, you're medical, you know how to do the, you know how to find things to hurt people, if need be, in this room. Like, that's actually kind of what I said. Cause I was afraid that, like, Jason Voorhees was gonna pop out or something. It was trippy. Because we looked out in the hall, even, and no one was in the hall. Like, oh, it was not a fun, like, hour. most underrated horror movie series? Grimm is amazing. Comedy and horror can be good because it expands on characters and what people actually would do in that moment. Like, if it's well written. Scary horror games? ? If so, scariest one I've ever played? I'm actually gearing up to play it again right now. I will never not mention The Park when it comes to horror games, because I love The Park. But it is this tiny, tiny game that not a lot of people seem to have heard of, called Medusa's Labyrinth. I believe it's free or $5 on Steam. It's like supposed to be like 3 hours or something. It paralyzed me. Literally, it paralyzed me in fear, and I had to, like, physically ask someone through my gritted teeth to come here and move the mouse and turn off the game. it is beautiful. I love it. It's got a good and interesting and hidden story thus far, and it seems to be survival horror, and I played Agony before it, so I'm getting Agony vibes, but that might just be because I played Agony before it. Agony's also really good. Medusa's Labyrinth is scarier than that one been in Agony. There's a bridge, and nothing happens on it. But I just sort of froze up. Like, I took a step, froze up, took a step, froze up, until I got across it. horror-themed TV shows. Yep, grim, 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 grim. Grim. with two M's. I love it. It's a cop horror show, too, which is interesting. It does what Supernatural doesn't... it does what Supernatural didn't really ever seem to do. It normalizes it. It normalizes it, but it keeps it scary and it keeps it weird. I love it. Grimm versus Supernatural. In my book, Grimm's gonna win. Horror, supernatural fiction. Does that include Disney creepypastas? Because I very much enjoy The Woman in the Haunted Mansion and Grad Night at the Haunted Mansion. And actually, I didn't think I'd like it. But the Splash Mountain creepypasta and the Disneyland Suicide Pact creepypasta, it's all intriguing. And it all scares me. Like, Room Zero, it's the sequel to Abandoned by Disney. It terrifies me. In fact, because I mentioned it, I don't think I'm gonna be able to sleep. Enjoy horror-themed audios and ones that are, like, based on Veerplay. Yeah. Yeah, I do. If only for the, acting No, I love them. Throw them my way. Cardinal, throw them my way. Do I find experiencing horror movies, games, literature, etc., cathartic? I have a general understanding of what that word means, but I don't actually know. So, let me look it up. Okay, like psychological relief or purgative or just purging. Occasionally, I very much enjoy thinking about politics in the world of The Purge, because it kind of helps me cope with politics in real life. And because it's gone wild backstage. Oh, essentially ever used horror as, foreplay. Does Altered Carbon count? Because I know my first time was with Altered Carbon in the background. But yeah, also sometimes when I'm watching Grimm or re-watching it for, like, the 12th time, I will occasionally slip a hand down there, but part of that might be to do with my crush on Monroe, aka Silas Weir Mitchell, aka Hottest Blood Pod Boy. And oh my god, I had so many fantasies of, like, with, Giles from Buffy. Although, speaking of horror, I am starting a Grimm-themed campaign, so please, I need more players. I currently have a, I have a Drangzorn and a Zauberbeast, and I need more players. You can't be a Grimm, preferably a Vessen. If you're interested, hit me up. I need my Grimm fix. Anyway, as I said, that is it. Links to these in the order that I did them are actually going to be in the post itself. So, there's that. Wow, this ran long. I hope Soundgasm will still accept the file size. Thanks for listening, I guess. But yeah. Just go watch Grimm.